The South's commercial Bill Flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM. WBOSS. Boss Man Radio.
Okie dokie.
Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning, happy hump day, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning, Rebecca Whitfield, JP the coach, and also good morning, Donna Weaver, Rodney Williamson, Diane McCracken, Mitch Redash, Sherry Weaver, OG, and good morning, Sherry, Naomi Lindsay, Glenny Smith, Jason Tiepo, coach, congratulations on the big win last night. Good morning also, Tracy Steele in. Good morning, Tracy. Cindy Fleming, good morning. Laura Blackman, Heath Jackson, there he is. Good morning, Heather Godwin, Wendy Willis, Carol Glidden. Good morning, Ms. Glidden. Doug Obar, Ashley Burkett, and others. Good morning. Good morning, Ken Wood. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What's happening this beautiful hump day? Best day of your life morning.
Our guy had his appendix taken out this morning.
He sure did.
Tyler Crotch went in about 7 o'clock, I think, to have that taken care of. I just saw a post where he is in recovery, and I got an initial report that everything went well. Certainly going to send our thoughts and prayers with Tyler and hope he is back on his feet in no time. But wore the shirt to support him, show our support and love for him. And for those of you listening in, if you will, keep him in your thoughts and prayers for the day to come. Let's get that young man back on his feet. Also supporting the lid for support my good friend John Pierce, the coach. Viking strong.
Maybe.
Representing this morning.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, I have to turn all this bass down every time we have Manasco in. Anybody else have to turn it up, but with him, I have to turn it down because he'd be blew out the doggone audio circuitry and all this stuff. How's it going, Chef Adam? What's going on?
Well, I had an off day today, so I wanted to come visit and brought some treats this morning.
Yes, you did.
A nice banana pudding cheesecake. Which is, I use some, real vanilla bean and make a nice custard and saute
my. I want you to look at that right there.
He said cheesecake, and I saw Sarah come around the corner. Just right there.
Where's she at?
On cue.
Where's she at?
Right there.
Come here, Sarah. You get to try. I get to eat it all. She brought Monday. There you go. Take that. How about that? You'll enjoy that, I promise you.
And what Sarah likes it like I do. That's strawberry crunch. It's a version of our blueberry crunch. We did with strawberries and a pecan shortbread bottom. So it is going to be delicious.
Yeah. And I'm going to, if she has a bite or two left.
I'm trying to develop. I hadn't perfected the flavor yet, but I'm going to do a.
I know it won't be.
For DJ, I'm going to do a Krispy Kreme. Donut cheesecake. I'm trying to get the flavor where I want it now.
Wow.
Do you need a taste tester?
I get it to where I think it is, I'm going to bring it to you and see if it's something that'll pass.
You do understand that you just said crack rock. that's exactly what you just got through saying, or at least that's what I heard. Anyway, hey, bunch of people in this morning. There's the butcher, Darlene Mulder, Alan Davenport. He told Kenzie last night, he'd teach her how to do a two-turn. I'm all about that, Alan.
Yeah.
Come on by. Good morning, Julie Bush. Hazel, good morning to you. There's Glinka in this morning. Miss Janie Chamberlain, OG. Heather Godwin, another OG. What's going on, Brenda Portwood? Freddie Whitfield, what's going on, Fred?
Fred.
Jay Lull in the house.
And yes, it's a medium.
Yeah. He said you should have got more of a breathable fabric. Well, I'll have you know, Jay Law, that cheesecake is gluten-free.
Absolutely.
Nothing
but. Jake Hodge, good morning to you. Gail Kurtz, Mallory Egerton in this morning. Chris Hall, what's going on, Chris? Book, what's going on, Book? She asked where the cheesecake was. It's here.
Yes, it is.
It's right here. Miss Peggy Crane, good morning to you.
Yes, it is, Monica. Viking Strong.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Tiffany Kason, Christy, Monique, what's going on? Donald Thompson, Cam Blackman, Sarju, OG, Patel, what's happening? Linda Parker, David Turner, guys, a bunch. TJ Wood, Jeff Wells, Christina Parker Jenkins. Christina, good morning to you.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a while. Brothers
I have to
in.
See if I can send a cheesecake to Virginia.
Yeah.
Just put it on some dry ice and wrap it up nice. It should
guarantee you can.
There.
There's Josh, brother in Josh this morning. Hal Whitman, Susan Rhodes, Hunter Crutchfield, Samantha Flux, Dwayne King. What's going on, Dwayne? Brandy Straighton, Shonda Spears, Jesse Rigby, Deanne Alford McClellan. Your bride, Stephanie Manasco in.
Morning, Stephanie.
Luana Manasco. Dustin Postlewaite. What's going on, Dustin?
He's a new daddy.
Congratulations on on the newborn. And Hunter Hart in with us this morning. And Christina says, heck yes. Send that thing to Virginia.
We'll see what flavor you want. We'll get it.
Cousin Tracy, good morning.
I'll check with UPS and see what their standards are and see if we can't get one up there.
Go with banana pudding.
That is, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It really is.
Listen, if you can ship a dog in a plane, and you can do that, I mean, you can ship all kinds of stuff. I'm sure that UPS, FedEx, somebody can figure out how absolutely. To ship a cheesecake. Well the cheesecake factory,
they ship them
everywhere. They ship them all over. So, I mean, why? But
I guess I could freeze it first.
Yeah, why not you? I don't see any difference.
Hey, Big Daddy's Delight nationwide.
There you go. I'm telling you right now, your cheesecakes rival any of their cheesecakes. The ones I've had, they do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very proud of my cheesecakes. And I said all the time, I really don't, I eat a lot of, key lime pie and sour stuff and not the, some chocolate stuff's a little too sweet for me, but Reese's Cups, about the only thing I really like. But it's enjoyable. I love making them, and it sort of gives me a lot of pleasure to have people enjoy it so much. And, come in and ask for them all the time. So it makes me feel good, and they enjoy them. So that's what it's all about.
If I said Manasco, I apologize, Luana. Luana Madison, sitting here looking at Manasco, I'm sitting there thinking about all these different cheesecakes going through my head, and I get just slightly confused.
She's all smiles.
Yeah. Sarah?
Yeah.
She'd give it two thumbs up.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that was in exchange for some of that Bracken's chicken. That's what we're waiting
special
on.
Special burger. What are you talking
about? Well, a plate of those too. I mean, that'd be,
I have offered Cindy and Lavinia both trades on cheesecake for special burgers, and neither one of them's taken me up on it yet. Not sure what the problem is.
Dead, like dead soldier.
Because Sarah hadn't been to grandmother or granddaddy yet and said, this is what I want y'all to do. So, MC, good morning, MC. There's Mary Catherine Nelson, Lisa Weaver. Good morning, Lisa. Christina Jones, good morning to you. Diane McCracken, she said she loves those cheesecakes and key lime pies, Adam.
Oh, absolutely. The key lime pie, I'll have to make a few of those. I haven't brought
you. Action said, you get it ready. He'll take it to the post office for you.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
That's a police escort. You're not going to get any better than that.
I think it deserves it, too.
Yeah. Elizabeth Hancock. She could be made a video about that. It ain't drive time. It's watch DJ eat time.
Got to have breakfast.
Hey, ain't be any better. I can't wait to get the donut cheesecake done and really sort of a.
That's great right there, Lauren Wallace. Wow, DJ. That was not eaten. It was vacuumed.
It was good is what it was. And it's gone.
Good morning, Matt Ciccarello. Jesse James, good morning to you. Again, Molly Rachel, Emily Douglas in. Man, there's a bunch of them. Patrick Davenport, I don't think Action said it would never make it to the post office.
Be MIA, missing an action.
Yeah, so at least you know who to call and put on the case to find it. So, what's happening down at Camp 31?
You know, we're trying to figure out how we can do something for the community. Get out there, and like I said, we're excited about. I guess later on the summer with the bash and trying to get together and figure out where we can put it. We've even thought about talking to Cedar Creek and T.R. Miller, and there's that big spot behind us. And, we could maybe close off that whole block, talk to them. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
We're just excited about it.
There's a That's going to be a big time. And of course, Larry's always,
I would hope a couple, 2,000-3,000 people.
Yeah, I would hope. And, you know, Larry's always been real supportive, and you have of what we do, and, you know, anything that we've had going on, y'all have always basically been kind of in the middle of since way back.
That's so, right. Well, I've been excited, and some of the things y'all have going on, endeavors for the future with the radio and the app and everything, that's exciting. And hopefully they can have a widespread panic channel on there. And
oh, well, listen, the good thing about this radio station is that if we decide to have a guest DJ come in for 2 hours on a whenever they want to come in, they can sit down and they can load up whatever playlist they want to, and they can play it. So if you wanted to come in and have a widespread panic hour or two, you can come in and do that.
Have some of the best between that and Government Mule. I've got some great live concert stuff that is outstanding.
You can come in and do all that.
What time slot do you want?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, I have to think it'd be sort of late at night, bro. You know, all my friends are getting sort of old now. I know it might have to be a little earlier than usual.
Jefferson Martin's going to run the dead, I think, from 9 to 10 p.m. each evening. So if you want to either get in before that or after that.
Remotely.
We could go from... Is it 2 hour time slot? Hour time slot?
It absolutely doesn't matter. I mean, that's the whole thing.
We could go from 4:20 to 6:20.
Well, there you go. You heard it right here.
Absolutely. Widespread panic hour.
Right here.
Good morning, Rog. Any
music you want.
That's right. Connie B, good morning to you, Connie.
Morning.
Here come some of my people in here. Good morning, LaWanda.
Josh Stanley, Heather. Geneva Fever. Reggie Marshall in. Jeremy Padgett, good morning to you. Yeah. So they loading up here.
She loves some Warren Haynes.
Yes, we do.
I did. I saw him down at the New Orleans at the House of Blues. It was a great weekend. I saw J.J. Kale that weekend, saw the Mule, saw Steering Voodoo Fest, and also Les Claypool. And it was
I bet that was wild.
It was.
I'll tell you this. Jessica and I had the privilege of seeing the last concert that the Black Crowes ever did together, which happened at an NADA show in New Orleans about 3 or 4 years ago. And there were only about 250 to 300 people in this private party that they played for.
Wow.
And me and Chris Robinson were high-fiving just like this. I was standing right in front of him. I actually sent some pictures and video to Megan because I knew Shannon was a big Black Crowes fan, and I wish I'd have had the hashtag back then, but I didn't, you know, about the whole not this. I could have had a real good time with that, but no, that was a big time and a lot of great music there. And but yeah, put that down.
First time I ever saw Widespread was actually in Auburn at a Pike House party, and they had this huge weekend up there, which they normally did. I think I was a junior in high school. My
it was
sister,
called Pike Brawl.
And
well, that's all they
it
did.
Seemed like they had Blues Traveler, Dave Matthews, and Widespread. They were all just coming out in Athens. And
I was up there. I remember being up there. We were up there with Gucci.
Oh yeah,
I remember that. Because listen, I remember. When Dave Matthews got big, I remember telling everybody, I was like, we've been listening to this stuff for 10 years.
I'm just like, I saw this guy when, you know,
yeah,
early. And
I still got the old, I say still got somewhere, the old disc that had Ants Marching. I tell you, my wife is a huge Dave Matthews fan, and she's always talking about wanting to go see him this and that and other. And I'm like, saw that guy so many times back in the day, I'm like kind of over it. You know what I mean?
Did he ever cover Glory of Love?
I don't think he did.
I bet he does soon.
But
somebody will.
But no telling. I mean, he probably will with as much as that's been coming on here lately. Warren Haynes actually threw Jessica a pick the last time one of the Armour Brothers shows we saw. And he reached down there and tossed her a pick.
I met Dave Schools. It was right before Panic in the Streets. We're at a bar. He just came up, sat down beside us, had a beer, said he had to go get ready. Took off, got a chance to meet him. Of course, you know, they always call it the school zone right there in front of him, but that's too much bass for me nowadays, surprisingly enough.
Oh, wow.
Change your heartbeat.
Yeah, it will.
Can't sit right there too close anymore. But
how about that comment from James Carroll right there, DJ?
Yes, sir. We had Squirrel in yesterday morning. Appreciate him coming in. I try to take good care of him and everybody. Appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, that's right.
James.
Look at there. Josh Stannis said he wanted to donate his time on making sure if any heads get shaved, he can make sure it's done right.
I want to get your thoughts on that. I don't know if you caught it yesterday.
I did.
A very, very generous donation.
Yes, you did, Elisa. Thank you.
Team Crispin, Friday.
Good morning, Renee.
Tony Burnham has to earn it, and we've put it out here to the people to decide what that's going to be, and there's been some talk of maybe shaving his head, some different things. What would you like to see T-Bone have to do to earn the donation?
That is an outstanding question. You know, it's always, you know, making, you know, something worse than those jelly beans, you know, to eat.
I don't know if there is much worse than that.
I haven't had to try them.
Well, I tell you what. Well, wait a minute. You haven't taken the Bean Boozled challenge.
I have not.
Well, just hold on.
I'm ready to go get some more water.
Yeah, we about five,
man. Man, I should have been quiet.
Tell you what, you have now gone past the point of no return. You have messed up.
Are they that bad?
They're bad. Yeah, they're bad.
As long as it's nothing that has to do with seafood, I think I can take it.
Say that again.
As long as it's nothing that's seafood.
I don't know. There's dead fish in there.
Oh, man, that would...
yeah.
Get you a handful. I'd do three or four at a time if I were you.
I will not.
It'll kind of cancel everything out. Maybe you'll get a little coconut in there.
Before I can't talk anymore, I talked to Ken about maybe for Team Crispin doing something like a auction, a dinner for four. I, you know, prepare a meal or come to somebody's, you know, someone's house, prepare a meal, you know, give them several options, some, you know, some pretty fancy stuff that be worth, you know, auctioning off and trying to see if we can't raise a good deal of money, a little 3 to 4 course meal with anything from, you know, filet mignon to beef Wellington to, you know, anything else.
To jelly beans.
To nasty jelly beans.
I'm just going to start. I'm going to take this one. Adam, you take the next one.
I don't know. It seems like I've heard too many people say don't eat the white one.
Don't eat the white one.
Well, that's on you, DJ.
I'll be nice.
Eat the white one. It's really not that bad. It could be coconut.
Yeah, if you like coconut, you'll love it. It's actually great.
Do I get to squeeze it and break it open?
No, you do that in your mouth. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. 3. Now you got to put, you ain't going to pull a Tyler on me. I'm telling you, that's what happened last week.
I'm going.
Slide of hand, huh?
3, 2, 1. Ah, put it in. Hit it.
I got to see his face. He got spoiled milk. You didn't get spoiled milk, obviously.
Oh, I think it is. Because it's pretty bad.
God.
You know, I don't know what he got.
What is that?
What was that?
I don't know.
I mean, this is bad. I mean, it's definitely spoiled milk. Making my eyes water a little bit. But,
oh, my Lord. That wasn't as bad as that white one, though, that I got last week. I don't know what that was that I had.
That's awful.
But it wasn't good. Oh.
Where's the rest? Is there more of that cheesecake in the car?
There is not. You might want to lick the top or something.
Like, wow. I
saw some whipped cream on it. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I believe it was spoiled milk because it's lingering.
Yeah. Well, your taste buds be messed up.
I'd go home and brush my teeth and get the little...
It won't do any good. It really won't.
No. You can drink all the scope and everything you want. It's not going to help. Okay, guys.
I can't do another one. I really can't. I can't.
Describe what was the flavor?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You, what you're telling me is this going to ruin the rest of the day? One more. We have one more round. I'll let you. Look here. You pick first.
Give me one of them, whatever that is, purple ones, I guess.
The raisin?
No, I don't want. I can't stand it. So the good flavor's raisin?
No. That's either grape jelly or hold on.
Mud?
It's something. I don't, you know.
God.
All right, you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Please, baby.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm good, too.
I got a good one.
I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah, I did, too. I don't have a missus.
I'm good.
It's not a bad one.
Okay.
Now I'll retire.
See, I have the best
I'll retire, really.
Right. Okay, we're going to end on that because I'm telling you right now, I got something in my mouth.
That's right.
And put that taste in my mouth the rest of the day, so I'm good right there.
That works.
Man, thank you.
It tasted like a peanut butter and jelly.
So yeah.
I must have been the grape jelly one because it's not bad.
Yeah, this one I got was something something to do with something fruit. I can't tell you what, but it was good.
That was good.
Yeah, I mean, for a jelly bean that I don't like jelly beans anyway. But
I would have been just as upset with black licorice. I can't stand it.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know how anybody.
That first one was rough. Now it wasn't as bad as that doggone that white whatever that is, spoiled milk, dead fish, whatever.
I think I had the spoiled milk one. Yeah.
Okay. It'll stay with you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you'll know it today about 5 o'clock when you're sitting there going.
And what is this flavor in my mouth?
Yeah.
And it is nasty.
I have sat here and drank about 4 bottles of Scope, 2 bottles of Listerine, and
Well, I think I'm going to go home and warm up some chicken and sausage gumbo and see if that won't get it out of there.
Well, that'll help. That will help. You know, there's no doubt about that.
Well, I think that for next week, I'm doing a trial run on the blueberry beignets for Blueberry Fest.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, so wow.
Where's that trial run going to take place?
I'm going to bring, it's according to what day I'm off next week, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. I'll bring them in on whatever day I have off. And I'll bring enough to feed all the ladies, make them.
Hey, excited. Listen, if you talk to your buddy over at the Burger Shack, we never did have a chance to sit down with them, and we are just certainly waiting with bated breath to be able to do that.
I think when they first opened, it was, what was her name? Taylor, I think. I think it was Taylor. She and her husband were doing most of everything. And I think they finally have some staff and got to where it's a little easier on them. I know that certainly they've appreciated, because we go there pretty often, and how much, you know, y'all talking about them, and man, they said the community has really come out and really supported them, and through their hiccups and trials and errors, you know, which everyone has. So,
oh yeah, well, listen,
we do. I've had the
if you're in business, I don't care what you do, I don't care if your business is to walk around and water weeds or spray Roundup. Everybody's going to have a hiccup from time to time.
That's right. Occasionally, you're going to spray the rose bush.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it goes. So, I mean, that ain't no big deal. But just listen, tell one of them to get in touch with me. We'd love to have them up here.
Well, absolutely.
We would love to have them up here. I've heard a lot of good.
Maybe that's a good reason for me to go by and pick up something to eat.
There you go. And I've heard a lot of great things about it. So I'm looking forward to having them up here.
Outstanding. Well, I'm going to get out of y'all's way and let y'all enjoy your day.
Chef Adam?
I'm glad the jelly beans weren't as horrible.
And you know,
as DJs,
yes, yeah.
We all have a
when you get that the Krispy Kreme one, let us know.
I'm and like I said, maybe I'll have to come over and let you try it. Maybe get a professional opinion on to make sure we're right there.
You talked me into it.
All right, we all have a great day.
All right, Adam,
appreciate it.
Thank
everybody.
You, man. Y'all have a good one. Yes, sir. Chef Adam.
A good man right there.
Yeah.
Go see him at Camp 31.
Yeah. So, yeah, come on down a little bit. I think, there you go. So, let's kind of change gears for just a second and talk about a couple of things. Number one, gospel singing coming up May the 5th, May 19th, the Burnt Corn Creek Run, which Coach Coach A will be in here tomorrow, as well as the 109.
And the sectional track meet this Friday and Saturday.
Sectional track meet this Friday and Saturday. And also, Blueberry Festival is coming up June, what did they say? What was that, June 15th, 16th? I somewhere in there. But a lot of things coming up around here. If you're in the Atmore area or Evergreen area, Monroeville, anywhere in our area, let us know. We'll put it out there and, you know, let people know what's going on, and certainly a good opportunity to, you know, bring all kind of sides in with it. So I'm working on a couple people trying to get them in that be good, a good time, to say the least. So, you know, anyhow, I was looking last night at the some of the posts and polls. I hadn't seen a poll come up yet about what they want T-Bone to do.
Sky's the limit. Right. I want people to be creative. Use your imagination.
Yeah. Classic car show Friday and Saturday at the Wharf. So, if you like classic cars, I bet that's a big one.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is. There's Carolyn Hart. Good morning to you. Patty White, good morning to you. Bobby Marshall, good morning. Collared man.
Collared green man.
That's right. What's going on, Bobby? Robbie McClellan in. Teresa Harper.
Middle school dance, I think, is that the Wild at Heart is putting on, is also open to all area schools.
All area schools. That's correct. That's a great thing to do. Do the schools still have that kind of stuff? I mean, I know they had it when we were in school, and the Hound Dog and Leslie would show up and DJ.
I don't think so. I don't think they have it anymore.
They don't.
I don't think so.
Is that? I mean, is it because of just lack of participation or
I don't know what the deal would be, but I don't remember. I don't remember Stokes. I remember Stokes going to a graduation dance they had there at the Ritz when he was in eighth grade at the end of the school year, but I don't remember them having we always had a Christmas dance and a spring dance.
There you go.
If I remember
correctly. Crawfish Bowl for the XL Youth Football, May the 26th. Mayfest 2018 in Atmore, Tom Byrne Park. That's on May 5th as well. And, Neil Middle School. Well, that's right. I knew the, Neil did. The middle school over there did. Good morning, Diane Ward. Rick Wilson, good morning to you. I just didn't know. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning.
There's Jeff Wilson in. Things getting back to normal somewhat, hopefully. But I don't know if there's ever a normal now. You tell me.
Things have changed forever.
Yeah. So, Adam came in and when the cheesecake comes out, it kind of throws everybody in a kind of a whirlwind. What'd you think about Clobber and Rob's promo last night?
I saw that. I liked it. I guess I missed the very best part there towards the end, so I have to go back and catch the last 30 or 40 seconds. When I was watching it this morning, had a phone call came in that disrupted the video. But nah, another well done job by BMP.
Sarju and Stephanie both said that Wild at Heart started it because the middle school does not offer dances.
Okay, that answers the question.
Yeah, thank you. So,
good morning, Holly.
Yeah, good morning, Holly. That's right, Butcher. As close to normal as it can be. That's a fact.
Had a post earlier, if you missed it, or some of those on here didn't catch it. Tyler has come out of surgery in a good bit of pain, as to be expected, but they were pleased with the way it went. They expect nothing less than a full recovery, and we hope it is speedy for him.
So, yes, we do.
Hang in there, Tyler, and we'll be thinking about you in the days to come.
Yes, we do. James Milstead, good morning to you. Josh Godwin, good morning. Glad to hear that. Prayers and thoughts with Tyler and his family down there with, like you said, hope he comes out of that here pretty quick and gets back to serving those donuts. What kind of hat is that, DJ? Jeff wants to know.
This is JP, the coach, Viking Strong. I'm not sure that I'm going to say it correctly, but it's St. Pacelli. I think they're in the Columbus area. He coaches the football team there, and he provided me with the lid, so I'm wearing it in support of him today.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I'll tell you what, I like those lids that the D.W. McMillan EMS came in with.
I've worn that a couple of times.
I have, too.
Yeah.
That's a nice hat.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, old trucker hat. I like that. I love those old trucker hats like that. So anyhow, what is your thoughts on the whole, you know, Cobra Kai? I we were talking about this a little earlier and how I'm kind of getting to this. Ralph Macchio was on Jimmy Fallon last night, or night before last. And he was talking about the whole 30 years and all this kind of stuff. And what are your thoughts on, you know, how that feud is still going strong 30 years later? And this one just coincides so well. It's not even, you know, I mean, really the parallels are.
It's a perfect parallel.
It really is.
It's perfect. The storylines are almost identical. The timelines are almost identical. I don't know. And we've all seen how the other movies have ended. So, I mean,
we have.
You can, I guess, kind of use that to assume how that 109 might end as well.
With a crane kick?
Probably, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something else, too. I got to say this, and I'm going to say this because Miss Dollahite, Memorex, she blew it up. But did you see that picture that she put out last night?
Apparently. I did. I had a baseball game. First of all, we lost a heartbreaker down at the Y last night.
Oh, wow.
Coach Tiepo and them got us late in the games. Good game. Really good game. They got it done at the end. Heartbreaker. I didn't get home until a little after 9 o'clock, and I didn't have my phone with me. So I went home getting ready to wind it down and got out of the shower and turned it on, and there it was. And I was like, wow. I remember the snake being a good bit bigger than that. I actually remember killing that snake, but I thought it was, you know, I had it.
Listen,
copperhead.
Was that before or after the Memorex meltdown?
I'm not for certain, but I think it was after.
Wow, okay. So you were, looked like you were doing pretty good. I mean, and I'm not,
No. I misunderstood the question. The picture was taken after the presentation of the tape.
So, but it wasn't taken after somebody.
No.
Somebody's definition of forever.
Right. No. Okay. Yeah.
I want to say that to lead into this. So yesterday I was kind of giving DJ kind of a preview of an app and things to come. And so I just clicked this random 80s station on it and up jumped the devil. And he went back full blown, Madula Oblantada on me right there. So much so I had to like almost put my hand down his and pull his tongue out and like keep him from going berserk. I mean, I still can't believe that happened.
Did you see what my friend John Commander posted? And I use that word loosely.
I did. It was definitely before the donut infatuation. Yes, it was, Coach. Yes, it was.
There's a little word called metabolism that used to be kicked in somewhat inside of me that has somewhat slowed down. So,
well, they make.
I liked them. They make
stuff for that, don't they?
I don't know. I've been trying this gluten-free stuff for a while. I'm pleased with the results at this point.
Well, look. None of us look. How old were you in that picture?
16, 17, 18, somewhere around there.
So, none of us looked like we did when we were that age, obviously. But a gluten-free diet can help you get back there is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not that far away, 20, 30 pounds.
There's Miss Memorex. She said before.
Yeah, I misunderstood the question initially.
Yeah, before. Hey, we get it. Yeah, I get it. There's Lori Duke, Woodard Inn. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lori.
Roger Templeton, Margaret Cotton, good morning.
Margaret's oldest daughter, Kayla, celebrating a birthday.
Happy
birthday, Kayla.
That's right. Happy birthday, Kayla. And so I thought that was a classic pick. I'm telling you, I'm waiting on the Memorex. If I can ever get my hands on it.
That won't happen.
Now that won't, it won't ever make it to your arch rival, but must live dogs adoption event at the park on Saturday. Free cookout. How about that?
This Saturday down
at this
the park.
Saturday at the okay. park.
Is that at the dog,
now,
the
now, at, park? At the dog park? Yes.
Yeah. The Joe Gordy.
Joe Gordy.
As you go into O'Bannon.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
The two fences right there. I think one is, I guess one's for like bigger dogs and one's for smaller dogs. So, hey, that's a nice, let me tell you something. That's a nice, nice, nice thing that they have done there. We've taken our dogs a couple times and that's a nice place to let your dogs run.
No, wait a minute. You've put your dogs in there with other dogs?
No. There was no other dogs there.
Well, there's an area for big dogs.
Yes.
And there's an area for smaller dogs.
Right.
And there should be a third area for Max.
Well, yeah.
And it ought to have at least 40-foot walls. Yeah. I've seen it.
Well,
and that may not be enough.
Well, that, you're talking about Dallas.
Dallas.
I'm sorry, yeah, Dallas. Yeah. Well, he just knows better than to do anything like that. But, you know, look at there. T-Bone, he may already have a copy. Well, I'll tell you what, release it.
He doesn't have it.
No, I'm saying release it. Just like the rest of the stuff he's been supposed to release for the last, how many years now? 3 years? He's talking about an injunction. I'll have you know that I have BMP's attorney right now. As we speak, he is in watching the group. He's watching this video. He is working on a letter from the court to prove once and for all that is a bunch of malarkey, what T-Bone was talking about, an injunction and all this kind of stuff. We're going to put that letter here. We're going to post it in the group. To show it's BS.
Let me tell you something. I want you to remember one thing. There's three letters. J-I-B.
J-I-B.
J-A-B.
Three.
There's three letters.
Three letters.
And we got the video to prove that.
We got the video to prove it. That, you know, that does explain a lot of it. I mean, it really does.
Three letters.
It explains a lot. You know,
and you wonder how they add up all those national championships.
Yeah, I mean,
it's three.
It really does. I hadn't thought about that, but that explains a lot of it.
Do you know why I'm positive?
I tell you what.
Hello.
This explains a lot too.
How are you today? I'm good. Who is this?
Great. This is a courtesy call regarding your plan.
Hey.
Yes, this is regarding the current line I'm calling to. There seems to be some unusual additional data charges on the account in the past week.
Who are you with?
Well, let me finish. Well, we want to give you a courtesy call to make you aware of this.
Who are you with?
There are $260 in data overages.
Who are you with?
Well, it seems like
wait
an
on
extra
it.
16 gigabytes were used outside of your limited plan.
What company are you with?
Wait on it.
You should really be more aware of how much data you're using.
You need to shut up.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and charge this to the card on file. Is that okay?
No.
Well, look, I can take an extra $10 off if we can settle this now. Just give me the word.
No.
Great. Your final bill is $250. I'll just submit this then.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It's already processing.
That's okay. Process it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, man.
Okie dokie.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Dude.
That'll never get old.
That will never, never ever get. Process it.
You shut up. So mean to that machine.
Oh, you man. I want y'all to know, he bit that hook, line, and sinker and snatched the rod and the reel out of our hands, out of the boat. How many years ago has that been? Three?
It seems like yesterday.
Who are you with?
Oh.
Process it.
Oh, man.
Do you know how I know that Memorex tape will never be released? And it'll never be released.
Because you have it?
No. But I could release something as well.
Oh. Oh. So it's a give and a take.
Trust me when I say this.
It's a give and a take.
That tape will never be released.
It's not coming out.
It's not coming out.
Yeah.
It'll be lost. Lost forever.
Yeah.
I can assure you of that.
Yeah, this is a give and take.
Yes.
I got you. So we don't ever have to worry about that. Good morning, Blade. What's going on?
Good morning, Blade.
I'm sorry, but sometimes you just gotta.
You need to shut up.
That is just great. I mean, that's a treasure.
Oh man, that will never.
I hope you have that backed up.
Oh,
a million times.
I've got 25 copies of that and on 6 different hard drives. Don't worry about that.
That is a treasure.
That'll never get away from what we do.
That is a treasure.
I bet you every time he answers the phone, he figures out whether it's real or not before he starts talking. What you think?
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, man. I mean.
Good morning, Ashley.
That is.
It's never too late.
Look at him. Calling us bullies.
Oh.
How are we being bullies? We're not bullying anybody.
That was you. You're the one that told that machine to
shut
up.
Hey, listen. 3 letters. J-I-B. J-A-B.
It's all about
And you're talking to me about being original. That was his quote.
Oh,
that's the quote from that. From that portion of that video, that's it. But here's the next thing everybody needs to know is that there may be more than one prank phone call. Oh, yeah. There may be more than one.
You never know.
You never know. So, yeah. Get ready. You never know what may come out next. Yeah. Jib jab. That's right. And that's Cobra Commanders, as Clobber and Rob said last night, the Cobra Commander, that's his spelling, 3 letters of jib jab.
Three.
Just 3. J-I-B, J-A-B.
We have the video to prove it.
1, 2, 3.
Good morning, Deacon.
Yeah, we can cue that up sometime, but... Anyway, yeah, y'all, three-letter Tony, that's right. There's Rock, Nelly Rock, what's going on? For those of y'all that's never heard that phone call, that happened. He can run from it. He can call us bullies. He can call this Captain Americana stuff all he wants to. At the end of the day, he is a Cobra Commander. And, you know, he has been solely named Obi-Wan Jabroni. From last night's promo that was put out, and Obi-Wan Jabroni, it ain't over. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
It was not. And it's not over now.
It's not over now.
Niedermeyer? Dead.
Dead. Mr. Spicoli, did you really order pizza in class?
Mr. Hahn. That was a Mr. Hahn's class, was it not?
Oh, well, yeah, my side's hurting too. So, yeah, we can do Throwback Thursday, but we start doing Throwback Thursday, I don't know what that could entail. A lot. Like, I think could get stupid real quick.
I love Throwback Thursday, probably because it's the third day of the week.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, about the 3.
Is today Wednesday or Thursday? Today is Wednesday. Yeah, hump day.
Best day of your life.
Yeah. So, that's what it is. You're getting scared, trying to, you know, get other people, what have you. But I'm telling you this, what I'm telling y'all is get ready, because there may be prank phone calls coming up live on this show.
We need some ideas on what Tony needs to do to earn the donation for Team Crispin.
Sure.
A very generous, anonymous donation. And we want to make him earn it. Tony's a gamer. He'll do what's asked of him within reason.
Okay. He's counting down. 48 hours of counting. That's right, Mother. Well, it is good to wake up to hearing laughter. It's great medicine. I agree with that.
And I love the good mornings.
Yes.
And have a good days. I think those are worth their weight in gold.
That's right.
Great way to start the morning.
Hashtag the polls don't lie. So, there you go. Hey, I've had a good time this morning.
Always in the drive time.
I tell you, I've especially had a good time bringing you the Drive Time gang, one of the greatest phone calls of all time. And most of y'all may have heard that, may not have heard that. I don't know. But it's here now on this show, number 48. This is the 48th episode of Drive Time, by the way.
All right.
Coming up on that, is 50 a gold anniversary?
I think it should be.
Okay. Well,
we should celebrate.
Okay. Well,
what's Miss Lavinia doing Friday?
It will be Friday.
What's Miss Lavinia doing Friday?
Ah.
Sarah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not real sure what she's doing, but I tell you what she could be doing. She could be cooking up some special burgers. And what do you think?
Tracy Steele has a good idea. Maybe get him to dress up as Tanya.
Hey, that'd be a great idea. I have to eat the whole bag of jelly beans one at a time.
Ooh. Then getting robbed, chopped, and being tased. I like that.
Wow.
We're at least getting outside the box. That's the kind of creative thinking we're looking for.
This is some of our friends right here.
This a band that rocks?
No, this happens to be Southern Heartburn.
Southern Heartburn, okay.
From E Pluribus Americana.
Is this a promo or just taking us out?
Taking us out,
taking
man.
Taking us out.
Listen, time flies when you're having fun.
In here with family and friends. Excuse me. In here with family.
Yeah.
We love all of you. We appreciate y'all being with us this morning. It's been a great drive time. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. The best day of your life. Thank you, Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet, for making this possible each and every morning. And we will see all of you good people in the AM-ish.
Ish. See you later.
Time live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.